Welcome to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. I am Josh Zinke. Thanks to Dr. Joe. Another great show. We had a bunch of callers during the actual, you know, doctor's show, appliance doctor's show. He was saying, are your relatives calling in because there were so many callers? No, none of those were my relatives. I don't think so. Teachy in Manchester might be because he has a sweet name. But I don't think anyone else. But John, he fixed a dishwasher. If you don't listen to that show, if you have any appliance questions, you should always listen to that show. 8 to 10 every Sunday morning. Unless, like last week, we had a special guest, Heath Paul. It is the birthday guy, Matt Misler. Miz, happy birthday.
Thank you, bud. Thank you.
You are now how old?
31 going on 12.
31 going on 12.
Yep.
You know, and like Ron's like, I have other work to do. but if maybe Miz could run it, and he's like, well, it's his birthday. We can't have him run the board. And I'm like, I don't want him run the board because he'll use drops.
Yeah,
he'll
that's
use
my
all
thing.
These weird things that makes everyone pretty happy. So, Miz, happy birthday.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Tonio's back. Tonio, did everyone treat you well while I was gone? I was gone last week.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, I kept Tonio in line. I made sure that everything he was respected and whatnot.
All right, a new guy joining the playground.
Oh.
Yes, a new guy.
New guy.
His name's Josh Rice. I knew him from college. He had the Rice Paddy show. I believe that was canceled after leaving college. I don't believe that's still going on.
Nope.
Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, sir.
We'll get into why he's here and who is he, what he's doing nowadays. I just said, hey, we have an extra chair.
He might be hosting a Rice Paddy show somewhere else.
He might be. He might be. It's Jerry Rice's little brother, Josh Rice. So welcome to Josh to the playground. And then Ron's over there. Ron came in very happy today. He asked Tony and I, he said, did Michigan State win? Did TCU win? He was going through all these teams. We're like, no, yes, no.
Maybe.
Big college football day, but he was doing a lot of things for the station, right, yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, he did the tailgate with us yesterday. That was cool. And
was it cool?
Oh, it was cold.
It was cold. not necessarily cool. It was just cold.
And then then you did the post game as well, Miz?
I did, yeah.
And what do you and your Madison consider yourselves?
The dream team.
The dream team. And why is that?
I don't know. That was her comeuppance as far as she came up with that, and I just went along with it. Like, you know what? We are, because I am the best.
Okay, yeah. Tonio, were you at the game yesterday?
She rode my coattails.
I was not at the game yesterday.
Where were you, and why not?
I was at my house.
You're in Evanston. Come on.
Yeah.
You were cheering on Michigan State.
I'm tired of this, because I have no affiliation with that school. I don't want any affiliation.
Because they lose, now you want out.
No. Jesus.
All right, Josh Rice, you were there, right?
I was there.
Where were your seats?
We have season tickets, section 16.
Oh, we. All right, keep going.
Me and the roommate and his fiance have season tickets, section 16, row 72. Nice little view of the corner end zone.
Okay, all right. And so first question to everyone. And I'm Josh Zinke, by the way. Who cares about me? No one cares. My birthday's in December. We'll get there, maybe.
Maybe.
So is it too early to call for Dylan McCaffrey?
I mean,
I love these backs. We went our starter. Then he gets injured. We went to the backup.
Uh-huh.
Now his backup. How good is that four-string guy? If this third guy is pretty good, is it the four-string? And is Garrett Morris probably Joe Montana?
I think Garrett Morris is Joe Montana. We just don't know it yet.
Okay. And is it too early to say we need McCaffrey in? Because everyone loves the backup.
See, I'm already looking past that. I'm looking at this new kid coming in. Like, is there a way that we can just graduate him from high school now and just have him early enroll for, like, a second semester
like
kind of thing?
Like that 10-year-old that somehow has a commit for, you know, like, the one guy, he's 10 years old. Who knows what team he's playing on? And Illinois went ahead and offered him. Now, obviously, no matter how well or good he or bad he is, he's not going to Illinois. No one goes to Illinois, so he's not going to go there. So,
not even people from Illinois go to Illinois.
Exactly. So Brandon Peters comes into the game. Now, I believe there was some inkling about him working out throughout the week that I've heard through, and I'm just like, all right, we'll wait and see if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jamie Morris on Fridays at the M Zone,
right.
He was asking that question, and I'm like, yeah, you know the same things I know.
Right.
More likely he's going to show up at some point. But I don't want to go and say, I know he's going to show up and he's going to play, because you don't know if that's a fact or how well or how bad O'Korn is going to do. So O'Korn comes in, 3 for 6, 13 yards. It's the same old from John O'Korn.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to Brandon O'Peters.
Yep.
And what do you guys think of Peters? Is he the starting quarterback? What'd you think? Miz, you're first. It's a birthday. Go.
So apparently, according to a lot of people, it seemed like he was like the second or third coming of the Holy One. I don't know. I mean, it's Rutgers. Come on. I can't really make a good judgment on how a quarterback, especially a young quarterback, goes just off of a game against Rutgers.
Right, but these two were playing for fourth place.
That's right. I keep forgetting about that. It's whoever wins is fourth place. I mean, stat line shows that he had a really good game. You know, 10 for 14, 124, and a touchdown. I mean, that itself, for a first start, or for a first...
getting some playing experience. Yeah, other than the one that he threw the other, you know, he's one for one for 8 yards to Kareem Walker, Purdue? I think
it was Purdue. It was Purdue. You're right.
All right. I know him.
Yeah.
All right, Josh Rice, your thoughts on Brandon Peters and who would be who's going to be taking over for him, hopefully in the near future?
Well, like Miz said, it's hard to judge against Rutgers, but, I mean, it was an entirely different ballgame once he came in. He ignited the offense. His first three drives, he led touchdown drives on, including the one he threw to Chris Evans. He looked good, but like I said, it's Rutgers. We're hoping that, you know, we can see some playing time out of McCaffrey next. All those kids coming in play quarterback in high school, right? So one of them's got to be able to throw the ball better than O'Korn, and it worked out.
Yeah, Zach Gentry might be another guy we might see in the near future. Tonio, your thoughts? You watched the game, right? You were at home, but you watched the game.
I think there's no doubt that he was an improvement over O'Korn. I was amazed. I was shocked that Harbaugh voluntarily put in Peters just after
the
past,
world.
You know, 2.5 years. Like we've really never seen that so early, at least. So that was amazing to me. But yeah, no, I mean, I thought he played a lot better than O'Korn was playing. The one thing though that I think and Harbaugh already came out and said he's going to be the starter next week, which does not surprise me at all. The one thing though that I think was helpful in this game was that, you know, the offensive line could hold Rutgers defensive line back.
You mean hold?
Like no, like not push? Not like they had a good push on the line. And so Peters generally had a pretty good amount of time in the pocket to actually like look downfield and, you know, plant his feet. But I think that, you know, if we had put him in the Penn State game, you know, I'm not sure how he would have been that much better than O'Korn. Like I think like for Minnesota and Maryland, I think I expect the offense to look a lot better than it has, but come Wisconsin and Ohio State, I don't know.
All right, all right, all right. Ron, your thoughts yesterday, Michigan won 35-14. Your thoughts on the new quarterback?
Well, I'll tell you this. You put a new guy in, revitalizes the offense. It is Rutgers, but at the same time, everyone this week has been calling for a change at the quarterback. You get what you wanted. He looked good. So it puts things at bay for a little bit. Let's see as the season goes on what he's all about.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Ron with that insight that you can only get from Ron as he drops the log all over the floor.
For the record, Peter's got about a half a Big House standing ovation when he walked into the game.
Right. They did put it on Twitter that he was like warming up.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the media did as well. Like, we don't know if this means, but Kugler is snapping the ball to Peters on the sideline. And it was like everyone cared more about that than what was actually going on the field for a second.
Yeah, because nothing was going on the field.
Well, yes. So here's the tough question that we all must answer. Will John O'Korn ever start at Michigan ever again? Miz, birthday?
You know, I mean, there's possible potential, but at this point, I'd say no, just for now.
All right, Josh Rice?
I mean, it's Peter's job to lose, I think, at this point, honestly. And he's the future going forward. I don't think you could have thrown him in the Penn State game. It's like throwing him to the Wolves. Penn State's a pretty good football club.
They're losers. Tonio?
Yesterday they were.
Yes, they were.
I don't know. I mean, I said, I mean, come Wisconsin, Ohio State, I don't know. Well, we haven't seen that much of Peters, right? I mean, it still is only part of one game. So, you know, maybe in 2 weeks I'll have a better answer.
Yeah, he's 11 for 15 for 132 in his career. It's outstanding. Ron, your thoughts? Will we ever see John O'Korn ever start at Michigan again?
Well, injuries happen, and I think right now Michigan has a way of basically saying, I'm going to put the best guy in that gives me the best opportunity to win. So if Peters is having a bad outing, insert O'Corn, and it makes a defense not really able to prepare for who's going to be behind the center. So it'll be interesting. But I think O'Corn will start again this season.
Right. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Right.
Right.
That's funny.
All right. So let's look at the rushing. They did all right in the rushing. Again, you guys are, I think, downplaying Rutgers. They were coming in on a two-game win streak, the longest they've had since joining the Big Ten. But they were on fire, and I thought this might be a tougher game. But, yes, Michigan was able to take care of them. In the rushing department, two guys over 100 yards. Last time that was done was versus Rutgers. Higdon, 161 yards on 18 attempts, 158 after a three-yard loss. Two touchdowns, 49 was his longest. 8.8, yes, you're not going to do that against Penn State, as we've seen. Ty Isaac, 14 for 109. 21 was his longest, 7.8. And plus, there was an injury at the end. I don't know if we have an update on that yet. I'll have to check that out. Or Miz, you on the Twitter?
I'm on the Twitter,
Where can we follow the Miz on the Twitter?
At the Miz on air.
At the Miz on air. Yeah. Say happy birthday to him. It's his birthday today.
Yeah,
sure. He's 12 years old.
Yep.
You can follow him there, and then also you can find out.
Child.
He's going to look and find out if there's any news on Isaac after the injury.
Yep.
Kareem Walker, six attempts for 34 yards and a touchdown. Pretty happy that he scored. You see how he kind of – is he going to be the new number eight that's going to be on the field?
Possibly.
Yes, because O'Corn won't be out
there.
All right, Chris Evans, five attempts for 29 yards, then had the touchdown in the receiving part. McDoom, just 9 yards. Samuels, seven. Hill with the one touchdown with the one. He was what do they call him? What do the guys call him in the radio? Khalid Hill?
Oh, DJ Khalid Hill?
No.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Peters with a run for negative 1 yards. Get him out of there. O'Corn, O'Corn had two attempts. One was for 1 yard. The other was a 13-yard loss or 12-yard loss.
So does that mean we put him back in because he had a one-yard gain?
Yes, he should be the starter because he can rush out of there. So what do you guys think of the rushing game? Was it pretty good? I know we're playing Rutgers. I've been told this.
Okay. Then I will try to find
some
kind
of... Two hands,
Ryan.
Two hands.
Yeah. No, they did a great job. Basically, it was kind of a two-headed monster with, you know, Higdon and Ty Isaac getting over 100 yards in the game. You know, Kareem Walker, obviously, you know, it was good to see him get his first touchdown of his collegiate career. I think I've mentioned this many times before, but it just seems like the Chris Evans stock just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. But all in all, I just think, you know, over 300 yards net roughly for Michigan.
352.
Yep, phenomenal.
334 overall after the losses by O'Corn.
Yeah, so I think the running game was just stellar last night.
So can we play Rutgers every game?
If we do,
when do they beat us?
I don't know. I think it's when we have to put in the eighth string quarterback.
All right.
We have to call up and see if we can get that trade for Shane Morris.
Yeah, I know. He's doing pretty well. Yeah. I wonder if Marcus Ray will say that Shane Morris is the best quarterback in Michigan
on
Monday.
Though.
It is. As we've lost three undefeated teams went down yesterday.
Suck a season. R.I.P.
Josh Rice, your thoughts on the running game yesterday. You were there. You were in attendance. What are your thoughts of watching just the running game? And we'll get to the line movement because the line did pretty well, but the actual running backs.
Well, I mean, the running backs obviously were getting some giant holes to go through. And part of that is because they had to respect the pass. The safeties couldn't just be 5 yards deep putting 10 in the box because they were actually effectively moving the ball through the air. So it opened up a lot for that run game. And I think that was an effective 1-2 combo, honestly.
All right, so you're saying that pretty much the passing game was working, so they couldn't just do what we've seen in teams in the past, the last three, four games, just put everyone close within the box, and then that way they had to keep them back?
Yep, exactly.
Awesome. All right, Tony O., your thoughts?
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to the offensive line. I mean, Josh just said, you know, the holes were big in this game, and I agree. I mean, they were it was definitely one of the few games this year where I felt like the offensive line really enabled the running backs to do their job. Caron Higdon, 8.8 average. Ty Isaac, 7.8 yard average. I mean, that's fantastic.
So they're going to be pros in the next, if we all play Rutgers. Ron, welcome back.
Hey, hey.
Ron, what are your thoughts on the rushing game yesterday?
I am loving me some Higdon. People have been asking, who's the feature back in Michigan? Who's going to emerge himself? And I think Higdon is the guy. We remember last year, they were able to run the ball all over Rutgers. So the expectation this year, they're going to run the ball over Rutgers. I thought Higdon did a good job. So, yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, and then for Rutgers, yeah, the one bad play, Grant was able to bounce outside, have a broken coverage. They didn't end up capping him. He got 71, you know, what was a 65-yard touchdown. Yay for him. Gus Edwards with a touchdown himself. But, you know, that's it. That's all that Rutgers had. Only 130 yards, maybe a little bit too much when you're playing Michigan's strong D. But 94 after the losses by the quarterback who had 7 attempts for only 5 yards, but then netted a negative 20. So great for him. All right, let's take our first break. Ron, you ready over there? All right, he's giving me a thumbs up. All right, you owe us in the playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.